Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. If you can't already, but you know, understand by now, I'm having a little bit of a stuffy nose situation going on here, so bear with me. So, anywho, just want to, you know, let you guys know about something that happened over the course of the weekend. Now, yes, if you're talking about wrestling, I do know that WWE did have a press conference. And yes, I am going to talk about that. So look out for that podcast. I'll try to have my wife on that one as much as possible, but you know how things go. She works, I work, and we're trying to make things happen, right? Can't tell if she's going to be a part of it or not. But, yeah. But this is going to be dealing with a segment that was aired live on Sean Hannity. He had a member of the Guardian Angels. You don't know who that is. These are like a bunch of individuals who take crime into their own hands. They mostly were, you know, surveyed the New York area, the Bronx, and all things like that. Created by this, you know, idiot right-wing guy. And lied about their exploits, about how they saved people during the subway. Of course, a lot of times if they talking about doing things and they were, you know, responsible for doing things, more likely they lied about it anyway. You always gotta go that route. But basically it's like Proud Boys, but for in New York, right? And dealing with subways and mass transit. So, Sean Hannity, being the fact that he's right-wing jerk, and there had this migrant scare going on, right? Oh, there's migrants are coming after to rape, defile, molest, and destroy, and kill, and just be all manners of evil, you know? If you're a Christian, you know the old enemy line, right? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? The migrants come to steal, kill, and destroy, basically, is pretty much whichever line you have for the enemy from your Christian faith. Just substitute enemy for migrant. Literally. 100%, that's exactly how it goes. No different. Right? Exactly how you talk about Satan. You just substitute Satan and replace him with migrants. Or brown person, right? No joke. It really is exactly like that. When it comes to these right-wing idiots. So I have a video here from Jesse Dallamore. He's going to go into it a little bit more. So you can hear the fact that Sean Hannity broadcasts live a mugging of an American citizen who's literally going about his day doing absolutely nothing wrong. But since his skin tone was a shade of brown, and by the way, this exactly is it. Skin tone's a shade of brown, and he spoke Spanish. That's all they needed to mug, beat down, and almost kill this man. And they completely, 100%, straight up fucking lied about this man. Listen.
The Dallamore Daily, and I'm Jesse Dallamore. Stick around to the end of this video for an offer from the sponsor of today's video, Sheath Underwear. My favorites. Wearing them right now. You'll just have to trust me. Instagram for that. Listen, I'm like anybody else. I'm a regular fella. I love to toot my own horn. I love to be right. And in this case, I was right about a claim that I made yesterday, about a prediction, I guess, that I made yesterday.
Same type of thing that I was saying. As soon as I saw this video, I immediately thought the same thing. Yes, you can say trade. Well, no, it wasn't the information that they gave me. I just know already, if I would have saw that video, I would have said the same thing. That this would have been a person who's a full throttle United States citizen. Right? They just mugged and beat down just because he spoke Spanish. And that's it. Nothing else. He was around a bunch of Spanish-speaking people speaking Spanish. That's it. You see, this is something that white people can't get. They can't get in their head how much of a problem that is. That only thing that requires me to get my ass kicked by a right-wing militia is to be brown and speak a different language. My Ebonics that I speak, Urbanese, as you will call it, I will get my ass kicked by these guardian angels, supposedly. Only in namesake only. I'll get beat up by this right-wing militia just for that. And now I have to fear going outside. Excuse me. I have to fear going outside just being myself. In my own skin color. Because these idiots go out here and do stupid shit.
But I would much rather have been wrong. I would much rather the things that I'm right about be of little consequence.
Yes, I understand.
The assault of people on the streets under the hands of vigilantes, the guardian angels in this case. Yesterday, yep. I talked about a clip that was played, not a clip, it was broadcast live in the moment on Hannity's show, where Curtis Sliwa, the Guardian Angels founder, presided over, stood there while his thuggery goons attacked a man they claimed was a migrant. I'll just play not the Hannity clip, but a replay of the clip yesterday. Where Dana Perino on the Straight News show, the Straight News program. This
now, make sure you understand why it's important. Because, see, this clip he's about to play for you. This means this clip was after Sean Hannity did the whole live thing. Right? You can excuse Sean Hannity, maybe. Maybe. I'm not. But here it is again. The strict news portion is using and reporting the same shit, even though it's already known that no, this is mugging American citizens.
This is one of their goofy infotainment shows. This is supposed to be hard news. She reports that the man that they're beating was a migrant, and then says something about, oh, this is where you gotta go to Hannity to get your news to find out what's going on. And then they also show what took place. So you don't have to watch yesterday's video. Although, I got a clip from that too. First, Dana Perino as a reminder of exactly what we're dealing with here.
So, again, make sure you understand. This is after the Hannity clip, where you would have had the opportunity to find out that you're wrong. Right? Let's see what they do.
Angels founder Curtis Sliwa and his team of crime fighters doing just that last night during a live interview with Sean Hannity in Times Square. Check it out.
Guys have just taken down one of the migrant guys right here on the corner, 42nd and 7th. While all
can you pan the camera?
They've taken over.
Sliwa was talking to Hannity.
Yeah, I'm saying. They have taken over. We are under attack right now. Can you do something? We gotta do something. We are literally under attack. It's warfare. Listen to how he's screaming out. It's warfare. We need to start killing. Right? That's basically what he's saying. The only thing under attack, is your white privilege. Because like they, again, I don't even want to say it, but like everyone says, equality to the privilege is oppression.
About illegal immigrants and the crime crisis when his guardian angels tackled a migrant from Venezuela. They claim he was shot.
Say he's from Venezuela. Of course. See, like, yeah, you hear the buzzwords from Venezuela, because that's where all the evil migrants come from. Venezuela. Right? Capitalism, communism. Because it's evil. Because it actually wants you to actually have money and be able to survive. You know? Because communism and socialism, all those evil boogeyman words on their side, if you really pay attention. Because I want to talk about another thing. I think my wife still has a video of it. Called burnout leave. Oh, yeah. Burnout leave. Dabble a little bit into it right now for you. Burnout leave, which is basically when you work a job too much and you just feel overstressed and you need a vacation. Yeah. Or you need to take some time off so you can go apply for another job. Yeah, that type of thing. Burnout leave. Socialism has that, not capitalism. Yeah, the government looks at you and say, oh man, you look like you're overworked. Let me give you some time, 100% of your pay, to take off, relax. You can put applications in while you had this time off and take interviews and whatnot and work on a different job. But I'll get into that. I think I have a video. My wife has a video. We'll play for that as well. It's a TikTok video. But that's on a different time period. Right? But you see how they say Venezuela, migrants, taking over, buzzwords, right? All these buzzwords. The skid. All these right-wing idiots into believing that their way of life is so under attack, and the Democrats and the left and everyone else is doing nothing while you're literally about to be murdered, raped, destroyed, and your whole livelihood is going to come all crashing down, right? They try to scare you into believing that. Fear. Don't forget to grab those guns, right? Fear, more guns. So, once you start to act on those fears, exactly like what we want you to do, we can then say, oh, we didn't say anything else like that. Why would they do that? I can't see to understand. Why would they go grab guns and kill people when we're literally telling them to go grab guns and kill people? Yes, we tell them to actually go out there, actually kill people. Do it for us. We're rich. We don't give a fuck. We're not going to get any type of problems. We don't get in trouble for that shit. You will. But we want you to go kill people. So keep us in power. Keep us rich. Keep money in our pocket. And keep your life a living hell. Because be afraid of those, you know, socialism and communism things that actually want to benefit you and take care of you and actually help you out, you know, when you're overtaxed and stressed out about your job. You don't just quit and have nothing and become homeless. You know, socialism got something for you for that, right? So you can work your job. If you feel kind of burned out, you can take time off. Find another job if you want, because maybe the job ain't the right job for you, or maybe it's just not the job for you right now. Because things like that can happen. You can just get, you know, evolve. For that time period, that's the job you needed for that time period. Now you need a different one. a corporation, they only see you as a cog in the system. They're going to throw you in there. You're going to stay in that position for the rest of your goddamn life. You're not going to get any type of form of advancement because there's no such thing as form of advancement, period, in capitalism. It's a bullshit motherfucking lie. People say they've been there for long time periods. The only thing they did was suck ass and whatnot. Probably figuratively, if not actual literally, eating ass in order for them to get a different position. Other than that, you stuck there. If you're not cool with the management, you stuck there. Right?
Update. Others say the guy was trying to disrupt the interview. Police gave the man a summons for disorderly conduct. And an NYPD spokesperson made no mention of it to the New York Post if the man was a migrant or a shoplifter. So, there's more times and...
Listen to that. They didn't mention if he was a migrant or a shoplifter. The rightful authorities who had the ability to do something called an investigation. You see how she threw that in there all half-heartedly? They didn't mention the NYPD didn't mention he was a migrant. But obviously, since the Guardian Angels attacked him, since he was a migrant, they 100% right. They know more than the police at this point in time period, by the way. Only at this time period when they're not doing things that are racist, you know. And the police say, hey, wait, that was just pure racism, you know. No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. He's a migrant. They don't know. The police don't know shit. They dumb as fuck, right? Listen to the Guardian Angels, these right-wing racist militia group, right?
Times Square, you got to watch Hannity to know what's going on.
That's, just so you know, that intersection is where those cops were beaten about a week ago. It's right on the southern end of Times Square, and there's a hotel right around the corner where a lot of those are housed. So that's where that is. What do you got? Before we go, we got a Hemerson.
Listen to how they had to mention that's where the police were beaten and whatnot. To say the police may not know what they're talking about, but guarantee that was a migrant.
Before we go, that's like a combo, it's a mashup.
Here we go.
And of course, Bill Hemmer finishes it up with, this is exactly where beatings of police took place. It's Times Square, brother. All kinds of stuff happens in Times Square. It doesn't have anything to do with the man who they claimed to be a migrant, who they claimed was a shoplifter.
Yup. Claimed to be a migrant. Claimed to be a shoplifter. Completely and utterly 100% wrong. Because they had absolutely zero proof of it. The only thing that they did was, oh, he's speaking Spanish to a couple people over there. And he brown. Let me attack him. Go ahead and attack him. We need to prove on camera that we're protecting the streets. You know, you need to prove that we're protecting the streets. So we just eyed out some Latin dude speaking Spanish. If you want to attack him, you know, fucked him up real quick. Who cares about him? He don't matter. He's speaking Spanish. He's a Spanish-speaking person, right? He don't fucking matter. His life don't matter. He ain't a citizen. You're never a citizen if you're not white. Only people who are citizens are white people. That's how they actually believe, right? The only people here that are citizens are white people. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're any type of shade of brown, you don't belong here. Because this land is meant for and built for and created by white people. Right? God gave this land to the white man.
This is what I said yesterday about this event that took place the night before. Again, you know, in a manner to toot my own horn. How do they know that this is one of the migrants? And even if that person was a migrant and not a citizen who just happens to be brown, what did they do?
Exactly. Where's the proof of shoplifting? Where's the evidence of a crime being committed? There is none. Of course not. Because they didn't do anything. They was just existing. This is the reason why I keep telling people. Conservatives have a problem with people in their existence. It's not any type of thing you're doing. It's your existence. It's not crime. It's your existence. They have a problem with trans people because they exist. That's why I keep saying why they gotta shove it down our throats. What do you mean shove their existence? Why they gotta keep shoving their existence down our throats? That's what they mean. Why they keep shoving their existence down our throats? Why can't you do that shit in a comfort, in your own home, in the darkest, deepest corner? That whole thing called existing. Why can't you go and exist in the deepest, darkest corners of the world where no one knows that you exist? Because why you gotta keep shoving your existence down my throat? I don't like the fact that you exist. They're the same way they are with migrants. The same way they are with black people. Same way they are with Jewish people. Why do you have to shove your existence down my throat? Why do you have to always exist and then show that you exist? We hate the fact that you exist. It's point blank obvious. This guy got beat up by the guardian angels for no reason but the simple fact that he existed. Don't believe me? The video continues. Oh, yeah. It was reported by the Associated Press. I took journalism in school before, and things that are reported by Associated Press, you don't even have to do research on. Seriously. You don't even have to do background research on it. If the Associated Press said it, it's almost guaranteed to be true.
The justified bystanders, not duly authorized by the New York City Police Department, not trained in any way in conflict resolution or de-escalation tactics. None of that. These are just idiots who put on the mantle of power that they think they have and are now just assaulting random people on the street. Because let me tell you, if someone comes to me and prove you're a citizen, I would tell them to fuck straight off. I owe you nothing.
Show me your freedom papers. We're back to showing our freedom papers. Show me your freedom papers. You gotta show your freedom papers to average white people on the street. I'm doing this, you know I'm doing a podcast. Show me your freedom papers. Show me your freedom papers. She's just waking up, by the way. Nah, Nicole Webb's out. She know when I do this, I'm doing a podcast anyway. She was asleep. Show me your freedom papers. We got to show our freedom papers now. We back to having to show freedom papers. Show me your freedom papers. As they say to this Spanish-speaking American citizen. American citizen. American citizen. 100% American citizen. More American citizen than any of these white idiots that beat him up.
If a cop came to me and said, prove you're a citizen, I would tell them to fuck straight off. I owe you nothing.
Now, he can get away with that. He's white. I can get away with that. I'm black. I had to show my freedom papers. If any white man or definitely a cop tells me, prove to me you're an American citizen, I had to show my freedom papers to that white officer. And hope to God he doesn't destroy my genuine documentation. Because they will at that time period. Destroy it. And then I'll go to jail and be deported somewhere. Because I'm a shade of brown. That's the reason why they want to get rid of the whole naturalized, you know, the naturalization of citizenship. Like being born a citizen. Right? Because they want for black and brown people to be come here or just while your parents are here, you know, citizens and all, you get born into this world, you're not a naturalized citizen, all because you're born into this country. They can then be able to arrest, harass, and deport you. And say, obviously, he's a shade of brown, he doesn't belong here. Only white people have the ability to be born, you know, a naturalized citizen. If you're brown, you don't. If you're Hispanic, damn well you don't. Even if you're all born a naturalized citizen, you saw what they just did, you don't belong here. Period. You can have your whole lineage being born a naturalized citizen. That don't mean shit. You don't belong here. You had to get deported to Mexico. I had to be deported to Africa. You know, I had to be deported to Africa.
So not only was I correct, I also stand by what I said. Here are the facts reported by the Associated Press. Here's
Yeah, I told you. Always good old Associated Press got you right there.
The headline, on live TV, Guardian Angels rough up man in Times Square, then misidentify him as a migrant. Members of the Guardian Angels roughed up a man during a live interview on Fox News Tuesday night, then misidentified him as a migrant in a primetime segment meant to highlight disorder and crime caused by new arrivals to New York City. The bizarre altercation.
Yes, he said they're taking over. Look at these brown people. They're taking over. They're going to make you a second-class citizen. They're taking over. They just destroying, stealing, killing, raping all these migrants. Yeah, he's a national. Oh, no, he's not. There's such thing as a damn Latino being born here in the country. This is a country for white man and white man only. So he ain't a damn citizen. Fuck that shit. Get rid of his goddamn fucking ID. He ain't a goddamn citizen. He's a fucking migrant. That's how y'all.
Played out as Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Anti-Crime Patrol Group, was speaking to Sean Hannity from Times Square, flanked by volunteers in their signature red berets and bomber jackets. As some Guardian Angels began leaving Sliwa's side to attend an off-screen disturbance, the camera panned to show them confronting an unidentified man, pushing him to the sidewalk and placing him in a headlock. Quote, and then they...
By the way, understand how that is going. You're going about your day, right, in Times Square, doing absolutely nothing. Doing absolutely nothing. Just living your life, just bobbing, and a bunch of white, racist, right-wing lunatics attack you. Attack you. Push you to the ground, push you in headlines, and y'all trying to rip your damn shoes off, rip your damn clothes off your goddamn back. The shit that you worked hard for and paid for. You went to work. You worked those 80 hours. You slaved for very little pay. And you trying to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And they come and beat you up, call you a migrant, say you shoplifted, all because you're a shade of brown. And that's it. Nothing else. Because they believe that if you're brown, you're a criminal. Brown equals criminal, white equals racist, right? I said racist, right? You know, a little Freudian slip. You know, white equals racist, right? White is right. Black and brown are criminals. That's how they see it. But you heard me right. Like I said, white is racist. Because that's the type of thing you're going to do when you are out there misidentifying people. All because of their skin color. And no, I'm not lying. Associated Press says it.
Quote what he said that you just heard. Him saying that we've just taken down one of the migrants. The man is not a migrant, says the AP, but a New Yorker from the Bronx, police said Wednesday afternoon. Though Sliwa claimed the man had been caught shoplifting, police provided no evidence to support the allegation.
Here you hear, absolutely nothing. This was just a blatant, crazed attack. Police... Again, this is a word from the police, right? We got to take the bird. Like, they want us to listen to the police, right? 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 The police can't be wrong, right? Whenever they say things, you have to take it more credible than the Bible itself, right? It's more of God's word than actual God's word, right? That's how it normally goes. But in this situation, don't take the police at their word. They don't know. Don't forget that Fox News just said that. Oh, the police don't know shit. They're wrong. They're wrong. The police are wrong. They don't know shit. He was guaranteed a migrant who was was shoplifting because he had to shoplift because he can't get money on his own because he's a migrant and he's not an American citizen and he doesn't work a job and actually go out there and get money of his own and actually pay for shit. Because how can he do that? He's brown. Brown people don't get money. Brown people are always lazy and don't want to get up and work and do anything, right? They always lazy, good for nothing, you know, criminals, right? Who rape and defile and steal, kill, and destroy, right? Because they are saying a brown. No, no. He's a regular New Yorker from the Bronx who worked hard for the shit that he has, and a bunch of white racist idiots attacked him for no reason.
Here is admittance of the things that I said, that, oh, it's a brown guy. Oh, he's speaking Spanish. We're just jumping to conclusions with information they don't have. This is from Sliwa. In an interview with the Associated Press, Sliwa said he had believed the man was a migrant because he was speaking Spanish.
There you go. The man himself, the white racist bigot himself, said it was only because he is a shade of brown. Only thing, shade of brown. His skin tone is brown. That's why we attacked him. If his skin tone wasn't brown, we wouldn't attack him. His skin tone was brown. That's all we needed to know. He is a criminal. It's fun playing Batman on TV and video games and shit like that. But if you go out there and start attacking people, this is what happens. You can't be a vigilante. Because 100% of the time, right-wing individuals are going to misidentify people. Because their prejudice and racism take effect. They believe every person who's a shade of brown is a criminal. Even though they have absolutely no proof of criminal activity happening. There's the same reason why that black guy got killed on the subway station. Because this white racist bigot thought he can take matters into his own hands and attack the guy. You can say he was having a mental breakdown and stuff like that. He didn't attack people. He didn't hurt anybody. You were scared. I'm scared about everything. I can say I'm scared every time I go and ask a white person, I'm afraid for my life. Now I can kill you. Right? Of course, the white people say, no, that can't be. You can't just do that. That's how it is with white people. Only thing they had to do is say they're fearful for their life. You know? Even though they're running towards you and trying to attack you. Oh, fear for my life, you know. So I had no choice but to kill you. That won't work for me. I'm black. Because I cannot be afraid for my life because I had the superhuman ability of, you know, everything the white people say I can do. Right? Become incredibly strong, superhumanly strong, things like that. Immune to tasers and bullets and everything else. Right? Because I'm black. Whenever it's convenient for them, they can easily say that.
Apparently, in Sliwa's mind, if you are multilingual, you must be a migrant. Galaxy-brained idiocy broadcast live on TV. He believed the man was a migrant because he was speaking Spanish and because other guardian angels had encountered him with other Spanish speakers on previous patrols.
You hear that? They were just walking around, running around. And they saw this guy. He had to be a criminal because he's sitting around a bunch of other Spanish-speaking people. So I'm a criminal because I hang out with a bunch of black people. Just me being around a bunch of black people now criminalizes me. Really? Really? I'm a criminal because my friends and family now all happen to be black. My wife is black. Her mom is black. Her sister, wife's sister, is black. My sister-in-law is black. Father-in-law black. Father's black. Both my sisters are black. My brother is black. My uncle is black. So all because I'm around black people, now that would mean I'm a criminal. And they have the right to attack me. That's what he said. He said that he was speaking Spanish. The guy was speaking Spanish. And a rest of the guardian angel saw him speaking Spanish around other Spanish-speaking people. During their, quote, paroles. Really? How'd you feel with that happening to you, girl? You're going about your day, and you was attacked, all because you're around a bunch of black people and they call you a criminal. Right? Oh, you're a criminal. You had to be a criminal. You're black. It smells like weed. So you're a part of the whole criminal gang. You're a dope dealer. Crack dealer. Right? You gotta be a drug dealer because you're black. And you're around a bunch of other black people. Any proof for you dealing drugs? Anything? Like, do you even smoke? Do you even do drugs? Do you even know how to do them? Do you even know anybody in connections to those drugs? No. How am I a criminal? Because you're brown. And you're brown a bunch of other brown people. I told you guys. Black codes exist. I kept telling you guys. Y'all thought that the black codes were gotten rid of. No, they're not. They're not gotten rid of. Why would they get rid of the black codes? This is it right there. 100% proof that they're still living by the black codes. That's why I keep telling people. They keep saying, oh, we're a post-racial, country and post-racial society. That's bullshit. The guardian angels target a Spanish-speaking dude, called him a migrant, beat him up, and said he was shoplifting when he had absolutely no proof. But the only reason why is because he was around a bunch of other people that was his skin tone, speaking his language. That sounds every bit of fucking racist as far as I hear. I mean, I don't think you get any more racist than that than to say, well, he had it coming, he brown. Because that's exactly what they said. He had it coming, he brown. We saw him with a bunch of his brown buddies. So he attacked him. Because that's what brown people get when you're around a bunch of other brown people. You had to be up to no good creating criminal activity. In New York. The Bronx. With a bunch of brown people. Says a group of white guys. Sitting around a bunch of other white guys. Committing crimes because assault is a crime. And they assaulted that man on live television. He has all the evidence he needs. It's on the internet. That's the reason why they were almost disbanded last time. Because you can't just go out there and assault a bunch of random ass people. It's a crime. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. You're not Batman. This is not DC Comics, does not Marvel. You can't be Spider-Man because you can't run out there and start punching on me out of nowhere just for no goddamn reason. Because I got a right to at that point to murder every last one of you. That's why I always say yes. I feel as though you do need to have some form of protection. May not need to be a gun. But some way of protection. Definitely if you're a person who's brown. You gotta protect yourself from those idiots. So if you're in certain areas like the Bronx and New York and whatnot, keep a gun around you. Because you may have to shoot them. Because I'll be damned if I'm going to attack. I like to be trial by 9 instead of carry by 6. So I am telling people to go out there and do that. protect yourself from those idiots. Because those are the people who are out there committing the crime. Right-wing individuals. Only thing you do is need to see that MAGA hat and that red. And you know full well that they are criminals. But they are the real criminals. Because they're the ones that assault you for no reason. Attack you for no reason. You're out there living your damn life and you get assaulted for no reason. This man got assaulted for no reason whatsoever. Cops came in and arrested him. The victim. He was arrested. You got beat up by a gang of right-wing assholes and you're the one getting arrested. On live television. How? 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 Because that's what the police do. And they're asking them questions to find out how they did their research onto this criminal. Because, see, I don't think you quite got the idea what happened. Because you're hearing the police involved. How did the police get involved? You thought they came for the guardian angels, right? No, they came for the brown person. Because they believed that the white guy attacked a brown guy. And the brown guy is the criminal. Because that's how they were trained. If you see brown, they are criminals. 100% of the time. If you see white, they are normally the victims. 100% of the time. So yet protect those white victims from that brown criminal. So the guardian angels attack this man. Police get involved and they arrest the brown person. That's happening in the United States right now. You get assaulted by a bunch of white guys and you're the one in handcuffs. Because you had to commit a crime. Because there's no way that these good, upstanding white citizens will attack you for no reason, even though that's exactly what happened. And even after to find out that they attacked you for no reason, do you think that they came to these individuals and said, oh no, we gotta arrest somebody. Y'all assaulted this guy for no reason. We talked to your gang leader, and he's literally saying that y'all attacked him for no reason. We gotta arrest him. Did you hear that this man got arrested? I'm going to tell you, you didn't. And you won't. Because he didn't get arrested. This white guy, who's a gang leader of this gang, assaulted this average citizen and got away with it.
Put down so he wouldn't hurt himself or anyone else, Sliwa said. It is not your prerogative to put anyone down, you vigilante jerk-off. The Guardian Angels have been a fixture in New York since 1979 when Sliwa founded them to patrol the streets and subways during the city's high crime days. They have drawn criticism in the past, including allegations of targeting people of color.
No surprise there, because you just seen they only target people of color. No way a white guy can be committing a crime. He could be literally raping a woman. No, that's consensual sex. Because white people cannot be criminals. They're white. They cannot be criminals, period.
No shocker there. Sliwa also admitted years ago that he had fabricated some of the group's early exploits for publicity.
Yep. So you go out there and hear people talk about, oh no, the Guardian Angels are pretty good. They actually do things. They actually protect the subways and things like that. No, they don't. A lot of things you heard was fake bullshit. Either they would stage something, have a person that they know be the, you know, aggressor, and they attack this individual, right, and do a citizen's arrest or something like that. Or they just pick a person out of the blue like they just did here and attack them and call them a criminal. And it's their word against your own, but you can't say shit because you're getting your mouth punched in.
Maybe Councilmember Eric Botcher, who represents the area around Times Square, said the group should not be detaining people without legal authority. Quote, vigilantism is not the answer, Botcher said. When civilians take justice into their own hands, it can escalate conflicts and lead to even more dangerous situations, putting everyone at risk. Exactly what I said yesterday.
Right? Kind of obvious. You had the police there because they can be held accountable for shit. They can be held accountable for shit easier than someone else. They had to be responsible for things like doing research. Okay, now we gotta can't just arrest this person, call him a shoplifter, and he did absolutely nothing. They do it anyway, but at least you know, all right, that happens, and we know we can either take them to court and get some repercussions for those concussions. Right? You get repercussions for those concussions that the police gave you. In this situation, you just got beat up and nothing happened to the individuals that assaulted you. Anyway, I wanted to bring that to you guys' attention so you guys can hear about this. I'm going to be doing another podcast dealing with what happened, you know, during the press conference yesterday and whatnot. I'm going to talk about that. And, of course, I'm going to, you know, see if I can get my wife to be on that podcast as well. You know, just to talk about what happened and try to do some more podcasts as well. You know, I got another one I'll try to do dealing with burnout, right? Burnout leave. And what the hell is that? Stay tuned for that. Anyway, later, guys.